Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study on 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, we were taught that even though we may not understand the reason for our trials and troubles, we can always go to the Bible in prayer to find comfort. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
It's interesting to me that sometimes people come and will talk to me about their troubles that they're presently enduring. And many times their hearts are heavy, and their burden is great. And frankly, I don't have the answers. But then we go to the Word of God and prayer. We find there are tears. Many times there may not be a whole lot of solutions. And they're in the same boat. They leave in the same boat they come in. Yet, the grace of God is such that they walk away with comfort and peace. My friend, God does that. As believers, we have a far better place to turn than turning to a psychologist, a psychiatrist, or the counselors of our day. We have the great high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ, who delivers and gives strength. Sometimes we're delivered out of our trial. Other times our shoulders are strengthened and our courage emboldened, and we carry the load all the way in the power of our Lord. So the world not only tees off on the local church with troubles, we see next the world tees off on the local church and the Christian with tribulation. We see that in verse 4. He says, "For verily, when we were with you, we told you before that we should suffer tribulation, even as it came to pass, and ye know." Now they warned this church that they would suffer these tribulations. Tribulations for what? Well, for proclaiming the same message that saved this Thessalonican church from sin and gave them eternal life. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 17, we're told, "For it is better, if the will of God be so, that you suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing." It is not the will of God for all persecution to be physical. It can be attacks of Satan on the mind. We find out in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 that they had even despaired of life. Things had gotten so bad, and it was working on their mind. Sometimes it's physical maladies. Job, it was an attack of the devil. In 2 Corinthians 12, we see the Apostle Paul. It was a messenger of Satan. You see, the attacks may be through your family, to your reputation. It might be financial matters. Now understand, the tribulations that people go through, the sufferings that they would go through, was not a single warning that had been given to the church and to individual Christians. No, it had been repeated many times, even to the church at Thessalonica by the mission team. He says, "As we told you before, that we should suffer tribulation." So he didn't want them looking at the sufferings of this present time as an end in and of themselves. He repeatedly warned that believers are called to suffer. And if we suffer with Christ, we shall reign with him. But if we deny him, and my friend, he will deny us in heaven of the reward. Now, many times we take that passage and says, we tell people they need to make public their profession of faith, which they do need to make public. And I've been guilty of saying, okay, he that confesses me before God and before man, I'll confess before my Father which is in heaven. And he that denies me before man, I'll deny him before my Father which is in heaven. And sometimes we look at that as our public profession, but that's not really just going forward in the church and telling people that you made a profession of faith. Now, it is a public profession, but it is telling of Christ. It is doing the will of God. It's standing up for Christ. It's speaking up for Christ. And if we'll deny Christ access to our lips, to our service, and our mouth just speaks for ourselves and lives for our pleasure, then when we pray, you'll find that he also denies us in heaven and will be denied of a reward that was laid up. But because of our failure, the reward itself is done away, and you're saved so as by fire. When you accept Christ, it does not mean that you're taking out an insurance policy against suffering in this life. Now, my friend, you will have troubles after receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and maybe more troubles because we have accepted Christ and we're living for him. Our Lord never promised that we would miss the storm. As a matter of fact, sometimes it seems that Christians go through all the storms that life has to offer. But what he does say definitely and dogmatically is that he will go with us through the storms. And praise God, we will reach the heavenly harbor. Any boat that our Lord is in will not go to the bottom of the Sea of Galilee, but will reach the other side. But we also need to understand, life's seas will have storms. I can remember being in Galilee and on the boat on that very sea. And our guide explained to us how oftentimes the winds will blow from along the Golan and they will hit that lake where the Sea of Galilee is located, and it's a bowl-shaped thing, and so the air kind of gets a circular motion. And the waters, when the wind is blowing, instead of blowing to one shore or another from all directions, the waves go towards the middle. And as the boat is pushed towards the middle, then it goes down. That's why the apostles were so afraid when they said, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And Jesus was asleep, and he got up and rebuked them for their lack of faith. Now, today you have motors on the boats that are over there, and that is a blessing. But even with the motors on the boats, when they see a storm come up suddenly, they get off the Sea of Galilee, and rightly so. Well, we have Jesus. And he will take us through the storm. But understand, we're still in the storm, but he will take us through. You and I are in the process of going to the other side. Our destiny is not in this life. Our destiny is in the life to come. This world is not our home. We're just passing through. Our treasure should be laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The world wants us to have tribulations because we're the visiting team. We're not the home team. It's kind of like in a sports agenda. You have these players that come from the visiting team, and one may be the star of the visiting team. And he comes up to bat, and the people boo him, and they don't have anything good for the visiting team. But that's because they're the visiting team. They're rooting for the home team. Well, this world's not our home. Don't expect this world to root for us. The only thing the world is happy for the visiting team is when the visiting team helps their team to win. Now, the word for tribulation actually here comes from the same Greek root as for the word tribulation when speaking of the tribulation to come to this world. But I would rather have the world give me their best shot of tribulation than to have the Lord Jesus Christ giving his best shot at putting me through tribulation. The Christian life is not measured upon having worldly prosperity, health, and popularity in this life. My friend, something that you must really get down in your heart and mind is to learn to measure eternity against the altar of the fleeting present. Isn't it interesting how many things that we do and how busy we get? And if we stop and review it at the end of the day, so many of those things had no impact for eternity. You worked your job, but through your attitudes, through your quietness, you were not a witness, or you were a bad testimony for the Lord. And although we might have accomplished much on the job, and we got some things done, and it made us some money, and it's accomplished good things in the world's eyes, the loss of testimony is the loss of reward. And the work had no eternal value. If General Douglas MacArthur had been heeded instead of President Truman, that is, to win the war in Korea instead of just trying to keep it at a stalemate, we would not, all these years later, almost 55 to 60 years later, we wouldn't have a North Korea who is a nuclear threat. But in that day, the future was sacrificed for an immediate relief. But that relief did not last. Why? Because there are people living today who lived in that day, and they see the end of the matter. And now they know, well, that wasn't a good thing. Now, my friend, you may have problems with family. Jesus did. His brethren didn't believe on him, we're told in John 7. You might be like Moses and Aaron and Miriam. Your brother and sister oppose you. Jacob's brother was against him, Esau. David's brother rebuked him when David came to the Kidron Valley to see the armies, and he fought the Goliath. And other great Bible names, they had family problems. It could be a denial of promotion, physical maladies, rebuke, rejection, reproof. But my friend, the call to you and the call to me is to endure. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all. that are in Christ Jesus.